Welcome to another episode of The Local Podcast, a podcast about all things local, hosted by Justin April and brought to you by Bar Media.
Yeah, I just click a button usually. I do this all the time. We'll just start recording and not tell anybody and just see what happens, but...
Oh, okay.
I don't think you're going to sing with me, so I will just do this. All right, 211, episode 211 of The Local Podcast. This is Justin April. It is, what is today, the 21st of March? Think, yeah,
it is.
There we go. Yes, yeah. Man, this month has blown by, but don't worry because there's still more to talk about. I'm sitting in the studio today with Christina and Teresa from the YMCA and Enterprise. How are y'all doing this more afternoon? Afternoon,
yes, good, afternoon. Good. Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big fan of anybody that's doing anything for other people in a positive manner. And so as long as people keep doing that, I will keep doing this and giving them a platform to share the good news.
Awesome.
Welcome to Dothan. You guys have been doing media blitzes all day?
Yeah, well,
she has.
Yeah, we had some this morning and it's been fun.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of microphones to get in front of in the Circle City. That's for sure. yeah. So what are you guys out promoting today? The YMCA, obviously, but you guys have an event coming up?
Yeah, we do. We have the Enterprise YMCA Family Fun Day on Saturday, April 27th. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to noon. This is a fundraiser event for the YMCA. I don't know if you've ever been there and seen the campus or anything.
I have been. Is that anywhere near the skate park that's over there?
It's actually across from Hobby Lobby.
Okay,
on Highway 27.
Yeah.
Was fun fact, it used to actually be a prison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. many, many years ago. And so 53 years ago, I should know that, the YMCA came in, took it over, been able to turn it into several different Christian programs and services, awesome. A huge outdoor pool. It's truly just a complex that's there. We even have pickleball, tennis courts, lots of fun stuff for everybody.
I don't know why Dothan missed the boat on YMCA situations for as long as they have. Like, I don't... You guys are really the city of progress. I'm just going to make fun of Dothan for a little bit. But yeah, I've always noticed that you guys have so much going on over there. Like, Enterprise has got it going on. Like,
yeah, it's that small town feel, but they're always trying to do things, progress, yep. Have events for the family, absolutely. Fundraisers. And even though, people come and go, we're military ourselves. People come and go. This is such wonderful people that you meet in the community. And absolutely. Actually, while we retired here, is because it's such a great place to raise kids.
Oh, well, yeah. This place, I am raising one of my own at the moment. And so far, so good. She is not into anything too crazy, just Bluey. That's not too bad. And they just announced Bluey at the Civic Center. So that's a win-win for me.
Okay.
Let's see. What other events we got going on coming up? That doesn't matter. YMCA is what we're here to talk about.
Yes.
So, So you're what instructor are you over there?
I'm the fitness center director.
Awesome.
I started in 2014, just teaching some classes. Again, we were military, so we had come from Clarksville, Tennessee, where I was at Title Boxing there. Got to Enterprise, and someone, a friend of a friend, introduced me to the director who was there at the time. Her name was Sally. She was fantastic. Everybody in Enterprise knows her. She was there for 21 years. Mm-hmm. Great lady. And I convinced her to let me try to bring boxing and kickboxing into the YMCA Fitness Center. So had a bare bones budget, was able to get us a few bags and started off there. She left in 2019 and I took over then, and it's been wonderful. I had the opportunity actually to come out to Dothan and do some things out here, but I always go back to the Enterprise YMCA because it's just a family fun environment.
Home, right? Yeah. That's awesome. It's good to be able to work with a team, and like, especially when you come from out of town. I'm not from here originally either.
Okay.
And so like finding those people that really settle you and really like take you in is such a big thing. And like, once you find that, it's hard to even run 45 minutes away and commute like that. It's a tall order for a lot of people.
It is. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Syracuse, New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
So different. Yeah, definitely a different environment.
Was it culture shock for you when you got here?
Well, we had been military for a while. So first duty station was Savannah. I will say when we moved to Savannah, I didn't realize that all cities did not have a 24-hour post office.
Sure.
So I remember it being like 2 in the morning and me telling my husband, like, hey, I forgot to drop this bill off.
Just run this over.
I'm going to run this to the post office. He's like, what are you talking about? He's from a very small town in Ohio. And he said, what are you talking about? It's 2 in the morning. And I said, yeah, but I didn't do it before we left. And he said, there's not a post office open. I'm like, well, no, the main post office is 24 hours. He's like, no, it's not.
Yeah. It's once you start getting to like multiple precinct police departments and you're like, wait a minute, this is completely different than what's going on down here.
Yeah.
For me, it was a lot of that. It was for me, like, and a friend of mine said it best the other day. She said, like, the Wiregrass is kind of like a neighborhood. I mean, the Wiregrass is like a city and just the little towns are just the neighborhoods of the Wiregrass, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I look at all of it. It's just kind of like, you know, Enterprise has Mellow Mushroom and my neighborhood doesn't. And I'm very sad about it.
Oh, that is sad.
And you guys have YMCA with obviously some qualified boxing instructors and directors making sure everything's going right.
So many different things there. Which is part of why we're having this fundraiser. As everybody knows, operational costs skyrocketed the last few years. And we are a nonprofit organization. Being nonprofit means that sometimes we hurt for things.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We try to keep our membership prices low. So with doing that, we are doing this fundraiser in the hopes that we can continue the programs that we have as far as aquatics, after-school care, summer camp. The fitness center, we have youth sports right now. Soccer is huge. So many kids out there getting to play
springtime,
soccer.
Yeah. Everybody's shaking off that winter dust or shaking off that frost and getting out and moving around. Like just had the, St. Patrick's Day, like 0.5K.
Yes.
And the world's smallest, parade last weekend out there. The springtime is just such an exciting time to be in the Wiregrass.
Yeah.
But yeah, nonprofits are a bear to keep funded.
Yes,
so you've got to keep getting creative and keep coming up with new exciting events and all sorts of stuff like that. So what is this Battle of the Decades that you guys have cooked up?
So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be activities for the entire family. We will start off at 9 a.m. with our 1 mile fun run or walk. So if you're not a runner, that's okay. You can walk as well. It is called Battle of the Decades for our theme, meaning that you can come out dressed in clothing from your favorite decade because there's going to be a costume contest with some good prizes, either for individuals or for a group. I think it would be so cool if an entire group dressed up as the Village People.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm working on that one. We're also going to have music from throughout the years provided by DJ Love from Total Sight and Sound.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, there'll be a 2-hour dance fitness class, and they're going to have prizes as well. That'll go on from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. if you want to get some good cardio in. Then we'll also have the 5K race starting at 9:30. There's going to be awards for each age category, as well as an overall male and female winner. Those winners receive a free 1-year deluxe membership to the YMCA.
Oh, wow.
That's valued at over $600.
We can get into the different tiers of membership in a minute.
Okay. No. Aside from that, if running, walking is not your thing. You don't want to dance for 2 hours. I understand that's a lot of cardio.
That is an awful lot of cardio.
But, and you can just go for 15 minutes. You don't have to go for all of it. But we're also going to have Meso Taco Mitch food truck.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, my goodness. If you like street tacos, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Boldly Going Coffee. So you can get your coffee in the morning before the race and grab your lunch
your
before
you
leave.
And then, refresh
Absolutely.
Afterwards.
Absolutely. Alpine Grains Baked Goods. She does actually have gluten-free stuff, too, if you are a gluten-free person like myself. The National Guard's coming out with their rock climbing wall. This is a 32-foot wall.
Oh, yeah. It comes out and it folds up.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Those
things are so much fun.
So excited to have them. Spacewalk of Enterprise is providing an inflatable obstacle course, which is good for kids and adults. So super excited about that.
Absolutely.
Going to make Teresa race me on that one. They're also providing a dunk tank. So you don't know who's going to be sitting in the dunk tank. Maybe it's one of your instructors that have made you do 5,000 burpees.
Right.
And you get to take them out.
You can finally get that redemption. You can get some payback.
Yeah. A little bit of revenge there.
Yeah.
I've been working on my throat.
I'm going to say, Teresa's going to be out there throwing
she
heat.
She is. She's probably going to take me out. Teresa's actually going to be out there with a photo booth. We're going to have some costumes in case you don't come dressed up, because maybe you're running and it's too hard to run in your costume. So we're going to have some things there for you and your friends or your family to get together and have a little.
If you go like 80s dress and you show up in like ankle weights and stuff, do you get bonus points though?
Oh man, we might have to think about that.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be something to come in. Come in some ankle weights. Yeah. I'm trying to get my husband to come as Richard Simmons. We'll see.
Oh, that'd be tremendous.
We'll see how that goes. We're going to offer a school spirit award. So the school that has the most participation in the run or walk, there's going to be like a spirit stick that goes to that school. Super exciting. There'll be a cake walk, silent auction, face painting being provided by the Dolphin cheerleaders. That's super exciting for them to come out and join us this year. Hula hoop contest, pull-up bar challenge. There's just going to be so many wonderful things.
That sounds like a blast. Anytime you can get folks out moving around and, like, provide things to do where you can meet your neighbors and, like, people from different spots in the city can just come out and enjoy public space. Like,
yeah,
that's what it's all about. Like, that's how I always say this during the podcast. Like, that's how you break down all the barriers of like, well, they believe that, or they, we don't see eye to eye on this, or like, they're Bama fans, you know? Like there's always something that everybody's like, oh, I like everything about them but this one thing, and like when you focus on that thing, it's terrible. But if you just focus on everything that brings everybody together, that's how you create community, and that's how you like foster that vibe, and that's how you keep Enterprise like
feeling
like home
town. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's awesome. You guys are doing the Lord's work over there.
Yeah, it's a great facility. And just the absolute most wonderful members. One thing, I do want to plug this in. I have a lot of people, being that I'm over top the fitness center, a lot of people tell me they're scared of going to the gym.
Sure.
Gym intimidation. And I get it. I have been
it's
in this.
Weird because like it's one of those conundrums where it's like I feel like crap about myself because I don't go to the gym, and I don't go to the gym because I feel like crap about myself.
Yes.
You know?
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's extremely terrifying. When we travel, I'll normally visit different gyms just to get the workout in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this industry for 14 years, and I instantly feel gym intimidation going to a new gym. So I do want to throw out there to everybody, I mean, we just have the most welcoming fitness classes, gym clientele in general. That so many women specifically now are lifting heavier, Olympic lifting, things like that. We have girls in there deadlifting over 300 pounds, squatting just insane amount of weights, mm-hmm. and, you know, the guys just sitting there cheering them on as well. Some wonderful guys that are in there just helping, especially new people or maybe the younger generation coming in, not really sure where to get started.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all in there because all of us are in there for the same goal, to get better, to live healthier, to longevity. You know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Yeah.
So to just come in, know that it's a warm, inviting, welcoming environment that you shouldn't be afraid of. I understand there's going to be that gym intimidation.
Sure.
But just know that we're all there for the same thing and really rooting each other on, cheering each other on.
Man, that's awesome. So what day is this Battle of the Decades happening?
It's going to be on Saturday, April 27th.
Okay.
Hoping we're going to say some prayers that the Lord gives us some good weather on that day.
Oh,
it is
that's always a roll of the dice.
It is an outdoor event. I'm like, okay, he's done it.
But I'm sure it'll be fine.
In years past, we had Y Day that actually stopped in 2000 because of COVID.
Sure.
So last year we did this first annual fundraiser. It was great. This year is even bigger and better. So super excited about that. If you come out, race participants, when they register, get a free t-shirt with their registration, as long as that's completed by April 5th.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to run or walk, but you still want to support the fundraiser, with a $30 donation, you'll get your official Battle of the Decades t-shirt and a raffle ticket to win one of the awesome raffle baskets that we have.
Yeah.
There's also sponsorship opportunities that I do want to mention. There's different categories available. All of those include having your business name on the back of a race shirt and on our event banners. Some of the awesome ones that have already stepped up, they're continuous supporters of the YMCA. Liz's Caffeinated Adventures, Townsend Building Supply, TW Orthodontics, Mary Kay by Joy Bailey Griss, Hair Creations by Amanda Inside Bliss Salon, Publix of Enterprise, Ed Sherling Ford. We have several others that have committed that we can't wait to be able to just send them out in all of our media.
All the packets and everything's got to go out.
Yeah, everything's got to go out, and we just got to have all those in by April 5th so we can send it to the screen printers and get them on board. But we can't thank these people enough that just coming together, their businesses, giving us their time, absolutely, their continued support for these programs. Because without them, like, I don't know if we can continue doing what we're doing.
People don't understand like how big community actually is until they start working in, especially in the nonprofit sector. Like, you have to have those connections, and without those relationships and without those like key components, a lot of stuff like this can't happen. Like, there would be no YMCA without the rest of the community coming together and keeping it funded. And I know you guys probably get grants here and there, but a big chunk of it is probably sourced from the area.
Absolutely. It's huge. And we've been able to keep our prices very low. In fact, we had our first price increase in January since 2014. And we all know that prices
is not keeping up with inflation.
No, though. not even close. Not close. So, and even still, like, a lot of them, it was a price raise of $3 a month on some of our memberships. It's very minimal. And we try to keep it that way because we want it to be a community friendly environment where, you know, everybody from any neighborhood can come in and work out, take advantage of the pool, the tennis courts, the sports programs. The after-school camp and the summer camps are huge for a lot of our parents. Most families nowadays, both parents are working.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you've got to be able to have someone, especially in a military town, someone to rely on because there's not family close by. So the YMCA provides that affordable opportunity for those kids to be cared for and to do fun activities. I know they're planning a day at the beginning of summer. Pool's going to be open, popsicles, mm-hmm, inflatable water slides, things like that. So also, so your kid's not just sitting at home bored. And,
yeah, dude, burning the retinas on the TV. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's all they're going to do is just stare at a screen.
Yeah.
For sure. And then you're going to have to get them out. I don't know. Yeah, kids definitely need to be out running around and not just like staring at screens. I was that kid that was not allowed to watch TV pretty much.
Oh, okay.
And so I was just into everything. I was taking stuff apart and, I don't know, trying to figure out how to get as far away from home and still figure out how to get back, you know, typical boy stuff from the 80s.
Yeah. But you could come out dressed in your favorite 80s attire.
I need to.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I think we can swing that. So who all do you have lined up for the dunk tank? Is there anybody that you can disclose, or is it just going to be a surprise the day of? Or
no, well, maybe some surprises. Definitely staff members.
Yeah.
So we'll leave that out there and let some people give us ideas when they hear this of what staff member has really, really made them do some exercises they hated.
Yeah, because you might be able to streamline some of the fundraising just by choosing the right folks to put in the dunk tank.
The right one. Although I will say I had a couple of staff members last year that they were like, I cannot get in that dunk tank again. They almost drowned me.
Oh, my God.
So we have some accurate pictures out there in Enterprise.
Evidently.
They were taking them out.
That's crazy. That's, dude, I can't wait to check that out. That's gonna be a blast. So what all tiers of membership do you have? Because we talked about the VIP, Platinum, Super sponsorship.
Yep. Now membership. For sponsorships, we have a MVP, a Gold, Bronze, and Silver.
Mm-hmm.
So those are different levels. Each one comes with a little bit more as far as how many race participants you get, how many T-shirts, that sort of thing. Obviously their business name's going to be out there on the back of the T-shirt, which is great. Our members from last, you know, that had the T-shirt from last year, I'm still seeing them all the time. So you're
absolutely
getting that, not free advertisement, but you are getting
definitely worth
it. Yeah. Advertisement. And then on our race banners as well, I did forget to mention too, that the Enterprise Fire Department is coming out and bringing a truck.
Oh, awesome.
So the kids will have that to, you know, I don't know if they're allowed to climb on it or what, but they'll be able to see that and talk to some firefighters. Again, just that whole community.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So we have those different levels, though, of sponsorships. But as far as membership goes, if someone's interested in joining, we have memberships all the way from student up to seniors.
Awesome.
The senior community there at the YMCA is fantastic, being kind of one of the places that many military people retire.
Sure.
It just, in general, we have such a large population. We offer classes every single day. There's some type of silver sneakers. Mm-hmm. Sit and Be Fit or low impact, like restorative yoga, chair yoga. We offer an individual retired membership as well as a couple retire membership. And we do accept Renew Active and Silver Sneakers. as well as the Alabama Flex Card.
Awesome.
So with those programs, people do not pay anything. Those members, it's paid through their insurance company.
Oh, awesome.
So Blue Cross Blue Shield, they actually do the Alabama Health Flex Card. Mm-hmm. It's like a prepaid debit card where money gets loaded on there. You come in, our office swipes that, and you're good.
Oh, that's the
dream. Doesn't come out of pocket. For Renew Active and Silver Sneakers, those people just come in, scan in. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do anything, and we process that through all of those third-party companies till their insurance company sends us a check for their membership.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So then, you know, no excuse not to come.
Yeah.
Great group of women and men. A lot of times they get together and they go out and have lunch together. Mm-hmm. We'll have little socials. Many of them are widowed. So this gives them an opportunity to meet other people and just not feel alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Know?
Especially I feel like just since COVID, so many people have felt that loneliness when the world shut down and they just haven't been able to get back out and find a community. So
absolutely.
Great for that population. Plus, it keeps them moving as well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's super important.
Absolutely. So how does anybody get involved? How do they get a hold of you?
For the event, for the Family Fun Day that's coming up, if you go to our Facebook page, which is Enterprise YMCA Fitness Center, there's a link that you can register online. Or if you're not a Facebook person, you're not on the internet, that's okay. You can stop by our main office, which is across from Hobby Lobby on Highway 27, to get registered in person. While you're there, let us give you a tour of the facility. Let us show you everything we have in our complex. Your first time is free. So if you want to come in and work out or you want to come in and take a class, bring a friend. Yeah. Like I said, I know it's intimidating. Bring a friend. You guys try it. If you decide you want to join, we'll take you up to the main office. They'll get you all set up and you're good to go.
That's awesome.
We open at 4:30 a.m., close at 8 p.m. Monday through Friday.
You can get a lot of fitness done in that amount of
time. You absolutely can. I don't know who wants to spend 16 hours working out. Yeah. Saturday we are 7 to 2 and Sunday we are 1 to 4. Being a Christian organization, we do want our staff to be able to go to church.
Yeah.
So pretty much if there's a time of day that you want to work out during the week, we are absolutely available. We have over 30 fitness classes a week. Those are all included in your membership. Mm-hmm. We do offer group personal training as well as personal training. Now, while those are not included in your membership, they're an additional fee. They are worth every penny. You know, just great to be able to really individualize the programs for people. Let's see. I'm trying to think anything else. There's so much stuff there I don't want to forget. Oh, that's what I'm forgetting.
We can always just do an episode on just the YMCA as a whole and just.
Yeah. Oh, no, that would be
that
great
as well.
But before I forget, though, for our moms, we do have a nursery on site in our
amazing
fitness center. We take children starting as little as 6 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, just had that baby, you need to get back into things. We're in there, you know, we have high chairs, walkers, cribs, things like that. Lots of toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
We do get extremely busy in summertime when all the kids are out of
school. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
But we can watch the kids while you take a class or you work out. Also a great way for those children that are not in any type of preschool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they don't have brothers and sisters or maybe they don't like their brothers and sisters yet.
Right. Yeah. But I have an only child, but my wife is a kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
And so like between my newspaper and my skateboard shop, like, and my wife, we are all about trying to serve the public, and especially with the younger generation, you know, like a lot of the way the kids grow up nowadays is there's so many parents that are so just diehard on technology and making sure their kids know how to code before they know how to tie their shoes that like you forget to let kids have their childhood. Like, because you want to be able to check boxes and make sure your kid is, like, educationally just making the marks along the way. But, like, you also got to make sure that they have their childhood, too. Like, and a lot, that's one of the things we always are very cautious of with our daughter is we want to make sure that, she's got to be smart and be able to do, like, the things to survive in society. But also, like, she has her whole life to do that.
Right.
And being able to just have to worry about it and be a kid. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so playing with other kids and getting just being able to socialize your kid around other backgrounds and other like family lives.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Try to have other little fun things in our nursery as well. Like we did a pajama party one time.
Oh, right.
We brought Santa Claus in. Teresa actually was there to take pictures with the kids with Santa Claus. We have a little Halloween party. So they dress up and candy and Valentine's Day, you know, just things like that. Because maybe they have older brothers and sisters and they're seeing their fun activities at school, but they're not there yet.
Yep.
So this way, you know, mom's working out, they're bored. Yeah. They get to do some fun activities too.
100%. That's incredible. Yeah. Serving the whole family.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody from 6 weeks old to we have a 95-year-old. She actually moved to Dothan not too long ago. So she's no longer with us. That commute was just a little too far for her. But she did live in Enterprise and was with us for several years. Was still in there deadlifting over 100 pounds.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, just amazing. That's
probably more than I can.
Yeah, she was great. So it just goes to show, you know, like investing in your body, investing in your health, and all of it, you know, spiritual, mental, physical.
Yep.
So we try to provide something for everybody there.
You're only as old as you feel.
Yeah.
You got to take care of that. You got to take care of that vehicle.
Yes, absolutely.
That's 100% it. Well, yeah. I appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Did we get
so
everything
much.
Covered?
I think we did. That looks like everything. Teresa, can you think of anything that I've missed?
I don't think so.
I'm excited about it. Teresa, are you going to be shooting photos of this event?
I am.
Awesome. Can people see those photos from, where can people see your work?
At www.teresaedwardsphotography.com.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's great. She's done our family pictures many years, and she does fantastic with fur babies as well.
Oh, amazing.
So if you want the whole family included, your Wiregrass photographer.
Dogs are always welcome.
That's incredible. Yeah. I was Jeffers Pet Supplies marketing photographer for a long time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We could probably trade some stories.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this afternoon.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
If you're interested in having your story featured on the local podcast, hit us up at wiregrasslocal@gmail.com or give us a shout on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter @thelocalpodcast.